Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news in the NFL, OBJ has made his choice, and it is the Los Angeles Rams. So he is going to, he agreed to a one-year contract, and the Rams are all in, Aaron. They've just gone out. Von Miller last week, OBJ this week. You know, they have decided that they want to win the Super Bowl, very much so, and they're going to be all in. And there's no knock. I mean, you pick up a guy like that. You hope he has something left in the tank. You hope he still has the energy and he's not going to mess up the chemistry that you already have. You're a 7-2 football team. I don't think the offense was the problem. You know, I know Deshaun Jackson, right? They released him and he moved on. So in essence, OBJ is replacing him, which is fine. I don't see anything there, but I don't think anything changed in the NFL or the NFC, or the Rams are now the overall favorites to get to the Super Bowl from the NFC or win the Super Bowl because they got OBJ. I don't look at it as that kind of pickup. I'm not knocking it because if they catch lightning in a bottle, he could be a force and has been a force in the NFL. So we know what he's capable of. We just haven't seen it in we just didn't see it in Cleveland. It was a disaster. And the funny thing is everybody was ripping on Baker Mayfield after they released him. And then they went out and won big time as if they weren't even bothered whatsoever about not having OBJ. It wasn't like they wilted away and died. And to make my point about the odds in Vegas at BetMGM, Rams Super Bowl odds before the Odell signing was plus 800. Rams Super Bowl odds after Odell signing is plus 800.
Well, I mean, and that kind of speaks to what my first reaction is that I think we're going to find out pretty quick what Odell has left in the tank. But I also think, like, to presume and to get excited about this as if it's 2015 Odell Beckham, like, we need to pump the brakes. And maybe he does have something left in the tank, but he's 29 years old. He obviously missed a good chunk of last season because of a major knee surgery. And, Rob, I was kind of blown away. So I went back and kind of looked at the stats. He has had in his entire career one 100-catch season. And he has, in the last 5 years dating back to 2016, he has not had anything more than 80 catches since 2016. He has not had more than 6 touchdowns in a season since 2016. And I understand the Browns were never the right fit. And like you said, they're probably better off without him. And he could have found I know he had no say over when he went to Cleveland having the opportunity to go there. But I think people would be kind of blown away. 2016 was a long time ago, Rob Parker. That was the last time he had 100-plus catches. That was the last time he had more than 6 touchdowns.
And we weren't wearing masks. And we weren't social distancing. How's that back in 2016?
You know what? Well, you know what was going on back then? Cam Newton was a Panther. Time has come.
Right.
It's full circle. So I look at it and I just say, I'm excited. I think it's interesting. I think it makes good for you and Chris and myself on the weekend stuff to talk about. I just don't know if it's going to be the impact that everybody thinks it is.
And here's the other thing, too. LA's become now, and Aaron, you've lived here longer than me, but LA has become like star heaven for players. That's where we are now. It's just star-studded. Going from LeBron coming here, stealing Anthony Davis away from the Pelicans. They had a chance to get Buddy Hield, probably fit better with that team. That's not a big enough name. They go get Westbrook. Then we saw the Dodgers. They got a payroll that's like about $100 million more than the Yankees, and it didn't stop them from getting Trey Turner and Max Scherzer at the trade deadline. How'd that work out for the Dodgers? Did they win the World Series or not?
Last time I checked, they were not even in the World Series. Correct me if I'm wrong there, though.
But they did get the biggest fish, didn't they? They got the guy who led the National League in hitting, Trey Turner, and a stud ace pitcher to go to the top of the rotation. But and then the Rams. The Rams, they went out. They got Von Miller last week. Now they got OBJ. They said Jared Goff, who led them to the Super Bowl, was the worst thing who ever quarterbacked in the history of mankind, and he was the problem, and they went and got Matthew Stafford, and now he's the Messiah, despite never winning a division or winning a playoff game. But here we are, and I'm just curious, as we go forward, how this fits in, and you're right. People will look to see what OBJ can do. It's been a while. We all know. And for people who try to discount him as if he's not great, he was great. Go look at the records he set. And you know this. I'm sure you were watching or you saw it when he made that catch.
Of course.
This is before I knew about the sticky gloves, you know, and all that. I did not know because now I see everybody can make those catches. But at the time, I remember sitting on my couch watching that game, Sunday Night Football, and I remember Chris Collinsworth and I saying the same exact thing at the same time. That might be the greatest catch I ever saw. Am I right? Wasn't it one of those moments, Aaron?
Yeah, it was one where if you're a sports fan, you know where you were, what you were doing when it happened.
I agree. And that's why when people try to act like, well, he's not all that. Well, he was. I'm not saying he's still on that level. But don't act like he didn't do anything in the NFL. Because if you do, you're just not being honest or genuine.
So let me ask you a question. Because I know that you obviously, you're a huge fan of Aaron Rodgers, independent of what's happened the last, you know, week, 10 days. I know you're not a fan of Tom Brady. Where do you have, does this change anything for you in the Super Bowl or terms? And then also, just where do you think the Rams are in the NFC? Because, yeah, it's a lot of nice puzzle pieces that sound great on paper, but you're still going to have to probably go through Tampa, Dallas, Green Bay. Two of those three, you're probably going to have to play.
Don't forget Arizona. I mean, you're not even mentioning them, and they have a better record. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So no, it's not a lot. Nothing's changed for me. I still think there's a long way to go for the Rams. The Rams winning the Green Bay last year with the best defense in the NFL. Gave up 32 points and lost to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. That was last year. They had the best defense. They don't have the best defense this year.
Sure.
Right?
Correct.
It was the best last year. And then, you know, I've watched every snap from Matthew Stafford in the beginning of his career until I came out here, and I'm out until I see this guy in a big game put up the type of numbers he puts up against the also-rans. I just haven't seen it consistently. I haven't seen him win big games, and he's never won a division in 12 years, never won a playoff game, 0-3. So until he does that, I'm out on the Rams.
I think it's perfectly fair, and I just think, again, it sounds sexy, it's fun. And by the way, I get why they did it, right? I mean, Matthew Stafford's 33 years old. Von Miller's 32 going on 33. Aaron Donald's on the other side of 30. The window is small. The Super Bowl is in L.A. this year. And listen, they've had guys step in and have success, kind of those big marquee kind of names and personalities and all that stuff. I'm more than anything, I'm just curious to see how much Odell has left in the tank. It was never going to work with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's a short passing, kind of quick timing routes kind of guy. He's not throw the ball 60 yards downfield and let Odell run under it. So I'm interested. I'm excited. But from my perspective, I kind of feel the same way as you do, Rob. I don't know that it drastically changes how I feel when the Rams are going to have to play the Bucs, the Cardinals, as you said, the Cowboys, Packers, teams like that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know, we opened the show, NFL, Odell Beckham, to the Rams. What does it all mean? Are they going to win the Super Bowl? Why haven't the odds changed, etc.? Well, Odell wasn't the only other big name that, I mean, I guess you would say switched teams. I mean, Cam Newton didn't have a team. But Cam Newton going home, if you will. Of course, he was the number one overall pick in the, I think it was 2010 NFL draft after leading Auburn to a national championship. Has a bunch of great years in Carolina. Takes him to a Super Bowl, wins an MVP. Obviously, it did not work out with the New England Patriots this year, who cut him right before the season started and named Mac Jones their starting quarterback. Cam has been out of work. Cam has been looking for work. And on Thursday, Rob, Cam Newton officially became a member of the Carolina Panthers. So I actually want to ask you kind of a random question in a minute. But first of all, just your first initial reaction to seeing Cam Newton named or signing with the Carolina Panthers.
You know, I was just like, well, it's great that he's getting back in the league. It was weird that he's going back, you know, trying to get back with an ex. You know, it didn't end well there, and the way he was kind of treated, but I think at some point you got to, you know, survey the land and try to figure out if you still want to play football. That might be his only opportunity. Do you really want to sit out all of this whole year and not play and you know, hold on to some silly pride and say, I'm not going back there. I'd never put on that uniform again. He had some great years there. He's an MVP, right? Went to a Super Bowl. So I'm happy for him back in the league. And if that's the only opportunity he really has, then I'm not mad at him. I think people sometimes, you know, let their pride get in the way. And I don't know, Aaron, I mean, have you ever gone back, you know, somewhere where maybe you weren't wanted, or would you do that? In Cam's case here, I think his options were limited. We're at the halfway point of the NFL season. And if it's not now, it probably would be never this year.
I was going to say, first of all, I give Cam credit. It's clear, you know, you kind of, when we had C.L. Brown in hour one, who's a beat writer down there in North Carolina and you know, is around that team, you kind of made the joke about the clothes and the fashion, all that stuff. And Cam clearly has a lot of interest off the field, but he clearly still wants to play football. I mean, he's a guy that...
And he's not old. You know that. He's not old.
He's not old. But, you know, he's a guy that whenever he decides to retire or whenever he ultimately ends his football career, he's going to have a lot of options. And so I do give him credit because, one, you know, we can argue, debate, discuss the whole vaccine thing. Was that part of the reason why he was let go? We know that some coaches, Urban Meyer, came out and said that went into decisions on final cuts, all that stuff. But I just bring it up to say he got the vaccine. We're not here to debate what's right, what's wrong, whatever. But he felt like he needed to do that to get back in the league. So he is showing to me that he really wants to be back in this league. And so to me, Rob, I will tell you straight up, I ultimately have no problem with going back with the ex. I mean, I know it was a messy breakup. C.L. Brown even referenced it last hour, just the way that it went down. It was kind of sudden. It was kind of all out of nowhere that he ended up leaving the organization. But as you said, he clearly wants to play. Two, he was running out of options. And three, I just think it's one of those deals where go back, ball out. By the way, this situation in Carolina is wide open. It's not as though you are coming in for a guy that's hurt, that's going to be out for a week or two, and when he comes back, he's the definitive starter. Sam Darnold hasn't been very good. And so Cam Newton has been waiting for any type of opportunity, but this is about as good a one as you could ask for, Rob, because if he plays well, the guy that he's replacing ain't getting that job back when he comes back from his injury.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I think Sam Darnold has played himself out of the NFL to me.
I agree.
I really believe that now. Like, he got off to that 3-0 start. He wasn't lighting it up, but he was playing, you know, good. He's playing good. He wasn't turning the ball over. He wasn't making dumb mistakes. So you start to look at him and go, well, maybe it's just the New York Jetropolitans. That was the problem, you know, because Sam Darnold looked like a decent quarterback where he looked like a terrible one with the Jets. But then the turnover started. So, yeah, there's an opportunity to be seized. And if he can get back on the field, get out there, win some games, and who knows, if somehow they have a nice run, make the playoffs, you know, and Cam was the savior, Superman, it could work out. And then even if he doesn't stay there, it could just show he's a viable quarterback again, and then you would have some suitors. Because I still think 15 teams need quarterbacks. Am I right in this league? Like, seriously.
No, it ain't. Yeah, I was going to say absolutely. And the other thing, too, to consider, Rob, is for a couple things. One, the NFL draft is not going to provide those guys this year. You know, I love college football. There is no Trevor Lawrence. I don't think there's even...
So the cupboard's bare this year, huh?
Yeah, and there is going to be... I don't know where the guys are going to come from. And, Rob, I'm looking at the Carolina schedule right now. They do play at Arizona this Sunday. Who knows if Cam will be ready to go by then, but...
I don't think he's starting this week, right?
But they play Washington, which stinks. They play the Dolphins, which stink. They play Atlanta, who stinks. And then their last three or four pretty tough. Two games against Tampa, one game at Buffalo. But, I mean, you get on a little roll here. Again, it's not no one thinks he's going to be 2015 MVP Cam Newton. But this job is wide open. And on top of that, Rob, as you said, if this is a good enough showcase, independent of whether the Panthers need a quarterback at the end of the year, whether they draft somebody, whether they go out and get somebody else, there are going to be other teams that need a guy, and this is kind of the perfect scenario for him to come back in.
It really is. And, you know, some people just would never, ever go backwards in life. Like, I think I'm that way when it comes to, like, relationships, but not when it comes to work or opportunity. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yep.
You know, like relationships, no. If things didn't work out or whatever, I normally will not go backwards. It is what it is. It didn't work out, and you move on, and that's how I am. But going back to work somewhere, and I guess it all depends on fully how you're treated, but then also in a business like the National Football League, it's not like there's 1,000 employers and you can go somewhere else and work, you know what I mean, at
sure.
Another company. It's just a small number of teams that will allow you to do what you do professionally, which is to be an NFL quarterback. So from Cam's perspective, I'm sure, you know, he had to swallow a little bit and go like, I guess, you know, like this is my chance. And I think he made the right decision.
What is the one of the best emotions in life? It's spite, and it's proven people wrong. And so maybe that's part of this too, is y'all didn't think I was good enough. Y'all thought y'all had a plan. You went with Teddy Bridgewater, that didn't work. You went with Sam Darnold, that didn't work. By the way, I won a few games in New England last year. I wasn't great, but I wasn't terrible either, all things considered. And so, you know, yeah, you don't want to move backwards, but I will say this isn't like a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or a wife that you're going back to. This is a chance to prove them wrong. This is a chance, Rob. You see your girlfriend across the bar. You say, let's go out for dinner tomorrow, and then you cancel, and you send her a picture of who you're actually going out to dinner with. That's what Cam Newton, that's the opportunity that he has right now to show the Carolina Panthers, hey, you guys were wrong. I was right. I still got something left in the tank. And then again, maybe he has options, and maybe he's the one that gives him the stiff arm walking out the building this offseason if he gets another job.
He could be. What's your gut on Cam? Because, I mean, down there he was incredible. Even the year he won the Super Bowl, if you remember, he had 35 touchdowns, and he ran for 10 more. So he had 45 touchdowns that year when he was MVP. But we saw with in New England, he had difficulty throwing the football. He still can get the ball and running it. But I don't know. I mean, I think people will have to watch. And this could be it, Aaron. Yeah. If he can't throw the football and he can't be a passer as well, because he slowed down. He's not the same runner, obviously, as you get older and you battle all these injuries and whatnot. I think it's imperative that he showed that he can pass the football. And if he bottoms out here, it's all done. I don't think anybody. If he plays poorly for the Panthers, I think it's done.
Well, absolutely. And I'm rooting for him. I wish him well. But I think we have to be realistic about where things are. I mean, this was a guy that really his last full season in Carolina, they completely fell apart down the stretch. It wasn't all his fault, but he was pretty banged up. They were 6-3 at one point, finished the regular season 7-9. I'm not great at math, Rob, but that is a 1-6 finish as best I can tell. Then he gets hurt the following year, and then we saw him limited in New England. And so when I look at this situation, I'm sitting there saying, I don't blame him for going backwards. I don't blame him for having spite. I don't blame him for any of that. I do worry a little bit, though, or wonder how much is really left in the tank because he's obviously taken a lot of hits through the years.
He sure has. And, you know, I'm not so sure how healthy he was last year. I mean, I'm not making an excuse for him. And then he had COVID. You remember last
Correct,
year when he
yep.
came back, he was never the same. Like, they just... It just didn't work after that happened.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Joining us now, Greg Jennings, of course, former Super Bowl champ, Fox Sports NFL analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Jennings. Greg, I'm Aaron Torres in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob. And you kind of heard the conversation, Greg. Cam,
you hear that music. You got to say he's a world-class bodybuilder, and Greg rips 3 T-shirts a day when he reaches for something.
Greg. My apologies.
Am I right, Greg? How many T-shirts have you gone through?
You know what? Quite a bit, Rob. Just for you, I'm a indulge.
Play along. Thank you, Greg.
My competition is actually this weekend.
Is it really? Where is it?
It's in Vegas. I'm in Vegas right now.
Okay. And tell me, so what, real quick, before we get to the football, what are they looking for? Because I see it, everybody's ripped. Like, what are they looking for when they're judging you?
For me, it's aesthetics, everything, symmetry, left side, right side, line, thickness, muscle, maturity, all of those things are what they're looking for, and they're just looking for the best package put together in my division, which is men's physique, so board shorts, so I'm in pretty much like swim trunks.
Right.
So it's just upper body and calves.
So Super Bowl champion Greg Jennings is joining us, but now I'm curious about a bodybuilding competition this weekend in Vegas. How long goes into what you will ultimately, how long have you been training, preparing, eating, all that stuff?
All year. Wow. I've been training since the beginning of 2021, 3 shows already, or 2 shows prior to leading up to this one, which is pretty much the Super Bowl of natural the world of natural bodybuilding. So exciting, man. A lot of hard work, dedication, and grind, and I'm ready to eat. Like Rob has been tempting me all every Thursday. I'm ready to eat something.
Yes. Oh, that'll be great. Well, good luck with that, and that'll be sounds like you're ready to go. The Rams, they just keep piling on. Now they got OBJ. What do you make of this latest move by the Rams?
You know what? I don't mind. I love it. I love a team that is letting everyone know that they're all in. You know, I said this past week, I wouldn't have been surprised if the Cardinals would have tried to acquire somebody like Odell, just simply because they're a team that I feel like they're all in this year. They want to hit, and they want to hit now. The Rams, obviously, are just that. Now it makes one wonder, did they release DeSean Jackson kind of knowing that they were going to pursue Odell if he became available? So I like it. I think you have a quarterback and an offensive coordinator that will be able to manage and be creative enough to get the ball, spread the ball around. They're unselfish in how they do things and how they go about it. So I think Odell understands that. And right now, you got a hungry player that just wants to prove that he can make plays, and he'll be given opportunity.
This is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I'm Aaron Torres with Rob Parker, joined by Super Bowl champion Greg Jennings. The Ravens have taken a 3-0 lead in the Thursday night football game. Greg, let me just ask you. I mean, Odell's 29. He's coming off major knee surgery. I don't know kind of throughout your career if you had any major injuries, but what do you expect to see from Odell Beckham in what is clearly a more wide-open offense, a quarterback that is more physically gifted? Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah. So for me, I expect to see the same things that we saw in Cleveland, but just actually executed at a higher level. And we see all of what Cleveland did and his stint in Cleveland and what he was not able to do, but we don't pay attention to what he was able to do and just the connection that just in the chemistry that just did not exist between he and quarterback Baker Mayfield. So I think he's still going to be able to get open. He's still going to be able to get the ball in his hands quickly. And we're going to see him after the catch a lot, I believe. And then he'll be able to stretch the field, something that they wanted DeSean Jackson for. That's why they acquired DeSean Jackson for that specific role. Now you have a younger Odell Beckham. Speed is there. Athletic ability is there. So I think he's going to fit right in.
Let me ask you about the Cam Newton signing and going back to Carolina. What do you make of that? A lot of people don't want to go back home. You know, Greg, you had a bad breakup with Green Bay. Would you have ever gone back there if the opportunity was there? Or in Cam's situation, Is it just like, hey, I want to play football. This is the opportunity. They got a, you know, a decent team that has a chance to make the playoffs if I can play well. Or would that be something that you would have considered ever going backwards and playing for a team that you once left?
So this is when you know one has swallowed their pride.
Yep.
Cam Newton, we know he's very prideful in how he approaches the game and what he's all about. But he wants to play football. And anytime you go back, and especially the way he exited out, them not pretty much saying, we don't want you anymore.
Right, right. And
when you can go back and understand that, look, I'm here for football. This is an opportunity. I wasn't given this opportunity somewhere else. And you can then now prove what you wanted to prove the entire time. I think that's huge on Cam from a maturity standpoint and where he is mentally, physically, because I think he's going to definitely get an opportunity. Sam Darnold is playing poor football for the Carolina Panthers, and a team that was defensively they're decent. Offensively, they have weapons, but obviously McCaffrey being injured, but they need better play out and better production out of the quarterback position. And maybe this strikes some type of fire and lights some type of fire under Sam Darnold. Who knows? But Cam is going to be ready to play.
Craig, I'm just curious from your perspective, you know, four or five really talented teams in the NFC. Rams get even more talented today with Odell Beckham. Between the Packers and the Cowboys and the Rams and the Bucks and Cardinals, anybody that I might be missing as well, who do you actually think is the best team in the NFL right now?
In my opinion, the best team in the NFL is the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, wow.
Healthy, the Arizona Cardinals.
Even though they lost to the Packers without their top three.
Even though they lost to the Packers. See, what everybody says without their top three receivers. But they had Aaron Rodgers. Like, let's not make it seem like Aaron Rodgers has not been able to play without Devontae Adams. We're now all of a sudden, it's the top three. We weren't this high on MVS or Alan Lazard, or we weren't this high on them last year. Now all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh my gosh, this is what Aaron Rodgers has always done. So as long as he's intact, they're great. I think that they are right there if there is a 1A. But what, in my opinion, what the Arizona Cardinals have been able to do this year, they have depth everywhere you look, and they have a team that believes in whatever Cliff Kingsbury has put together. And they have a good mixture of veterans and young players that understand the goal and want to achieve it together.
All right, last thing.
Scary thing.
I think Lamar Jackson is the MVP thus far. Three double-digit comebacks in the second half. He also had that big throw in Detroit to set up the game-winning field goal, 4th and 29. He's throwing the football better than he ever has. Of course, he can still run the football. There's no game safe. Just, am I crazy to think he's the MVP at this point?
I don't think you're crazy. I don't think he is the MVP at this point, but I think that you can argue that case and have a very strong argument with what he's been able to do, defying all of what we, and going against all of what we've known them to ever be. This is a team that, just last year, we're having this conversation, and it's like they're front runners. They get down and they can't come back. You know, Lamar can't throw when forced to actually throw the ball every single down. Well, that's what he's been able to do. And so if he's able to do that, and we already know what he can do with his legs, and we know their defense steps up and they have good, great special teams play, that is set up for Lamar to win and be successful every time they win.
He's Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champ, Fox Sports NFL analyst. Greg,
good luck.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck this weekend. Thank you for joining the Odd Couple.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys.
And Greg, after you win, please, I want you to go buy three Cinnabons, stick two to your back, and the other one you can eat, and enjoy it, and I'll pay for them, okay, after you win.
My man, that's what I'm talking about.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.